We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student on page 724, item 2. Chapter 1, item 2, Istaklut Pnimit, page 724. Two discernments in bestowal, before it is received and after it is received.
Meaning, who knows what the world is outside of it? Or who, where, what? We don't know. Why don't we see it? We don't see it because we don't grasp it. We don't perceive it. And after we grasp it, after we perceive it, what is it? It's already no longer outside of us. Therefore, this is what he explains here.
We should learn from those who ate the manna. Manna is called bread of the sky because it did not materialize when clothing in this world. Our sages said that each and every one tasted everything he or she wanted to taste in it. That means that it had to have opposite forms in it. One person tasted sweet, and the other tasted it as acrid and bitter. Thus, the manna itself had to have been contained of both opposites together. For can one give what is not in one? Thus, how can there be two opposites in the same carrier? It is therefore a must that it is simple and devoid of both flavors, but only included in them in such a way that the corporeal receiver might discern the taste he or she wants. In the same way you can perceive anything spiritual, it is unique and simple in itself, but consists of the entire multiplicity of forms in the world. When falling in the hand of a corporeal limited receiver, the receiver discerns a separate form in it, unlike all others' forms, until united in that spiritual essence. We should therefore always distinguish two discernments in his bestowal. One, the form of the essence of that higher abundance before it is received, when it is still inclusive simple light. And second, after the abundance
questions about this? Yes.
Has been received and thus acquired one's quarter from according to the properties of the receiver. Now the question is, we never asked where he says that the form of the essence of that higher abundance before it is received, when it is still inclusive, simple, that it is discerned of all things in the world. What does it mean that the lights of the form are included in all?
It's a really heavy question, very, very complex. If all these things weren't in it, we wouldn't be impressed by it in all sorts of ways. You could say, no, he doesn't have all kinds of forms. It's like electricity, that you, according to the instruments that you use, you take from it hot, heat, cold, pressure, vacuum, all kinds of results. And it all depends what you connect to the electricity. It itself is just a force. Right. It doesn't have cold or heat or anything in it. Your instrument, your machine that you take, it takes this force, already creates through its attributes its certain results. But in our case, it's not right. Because that light of Ein Sof, which fulfills your instrument or your machine, it created your machine from the beginning in all the thousands of forms. Meaning, in this light were already those forms. All those forms there already or not? Yes. Initially, he thought about every single detail, and it was in him before he even created the existence from non-existence, in his thought to be benevolent and bring good to his creatures. And before he did the first form and all the forms that have to be revealed one after another, so that the first form will reach the last form. And therefore, in the light, everything is included. Also, all the forms of the Kli, the most opposite ones, the most different ones. But everything is included in it, in force. And in us, it's already carried out in actuality. Why does it have to be this way? Because the thought of creation obligates it to happen this way. Because I, as the Creator, want to create a creature that will be independent and will be like me, what must I do? In independence, I must have him opposite of me completely, so he'll hate me, repel me, so it'll be completely opposite. And with that, that he will want from that oppositeness to be like me. If I am the foundation, I am the completeness, the wholeness I need to give the creature from the complete oppositeness, completely, from all the minus from me, so that he will get to know me as desirable. So he will acquire my form. And then we will connect. Yes?
Oh, we're used to saying that we're together, all of us, one soul, but eventually he says that he himself is one and simple. What do you mean? What do you mean by simple? Seems very complicated. And what is this one?
No. He himself is unique and simple, and you're dividing him into thousands of parts and in all the forms in your kilim. You're the one who's complex. Complicated. Well, what do you want? It's just like from that electricity, you're connecting a air conditioner, and you're like, whoa, what cold heat, wow, what heat, and all of a sudden you go crazy. It's from the same source or not from the same source? It's from the same source. How could it be from the same creator who's good and benevolent, will have so much good and also darkness and also light and also hot and also cold? How could it be? They tell you, sir, you connected to the source. In the source, those things don't exist. It all depends on you. So what will I do? So you have an instruction, which is called the Torah. You want to get good? Please. How? Let's see. What's a good form? Is it you? Good has no form. It doesn't have. You need to go through all the heat and all the cold and all the forms, and above them, as you push them and repel them and reject them and rise above them, you start to attain that force of electricity which is not dependent on heat or cold or anything, and then you enter eternity. Disconnect. Rise above the force which is control.
What you're saying now, and even if someone studies for 10 years, it sounds delirious.
I'm not afraid of this at all. You can all move to another place.
But it sounds like a fairy tale. I have to believe what
you're believe?
If I, this is something that you said that's wrong at the beginning of the lesson. You said that there's this thing that if I don't get something in return, then what? I have to believe in something. That's what
you will have a benefit.
I want to
today you're receiving blows into your head.
I want to fantasize about something. You're telling me about something. I want to fantasize about it.
You want proof?
Of course, yeah, I want proof. Sure. We're in the corporeal world. What certainty do we have that the path is true?
security in the fact that you have no proof, you have no security, and if you want or don't want, leave.
But I do want it.
No, that's the condition for entrance to the spiritual plane, dimension. Or you can receive blows. I'm not hiding anything from you. I promise you. When you come one day to the world of truth, maybe in a few incarnations, then you will see that I told you the truth. At least not a real lie. If you won't be able to nullify yourself and concede the reward, you won't enter spirituality. What, is it not clear? You didn't hear that? You didn't read that? Give me proof. Give me some kind of a reward. I understand you. I understand very well those claims and those complaints. I know them on myself, but they have no place. They're awakening in you these complaints so that you will rise above them. That's all.
The whole path, everything is beautiful.
Leave that. We're not dealing with that. This is not Hasidut. They can all leave. I hate them. I can't stand them. What are you talking about at all? In my life, would I connect to these people? Never. I'm higher than them. What I need? Him, the professor, I would take. That's it. What do you want? What do I need people at all? Also, according to my attributes, my characteristics. What are you talking about here about friendship? No one is here because of the friends. Whoever comes here because of the friends or the society, or so they will give you some breakfast or something, or whatever they have there, hummus with some pita or something, or whatever they'll give you. Oh, oil, olive oil, maybe even an egg. They don't give eggs anymore. Yeah, very good. That too we need to already think about. You see? So what am I trying to say? That you don't know what restriction is. What is Tzimtzum Aleph restriction, the first restriction, the screen and the reflecting light? Oh, Jose, you won't receive anything. And I'm promising you the opposite. When will I receive? You will never receive. Never. Later, you will discover spirituality, that you were already in it, that you're already in this place. You only, the moment you are willing to concede everything and give up everything, you will start feeling it truly that way. Yes.
So what can you tell me? People want, really want, but they have a hard time.
And you feel spirituality in the vessels of bestowal.
It also sounds kind of...
In rejection, not for the benefit of myself. When you, as much as you want to give to others, and God forbid, not to myself.
So, okay, really, what can you tell me? Today, in these times, I'm not talking about 2,000 years ago.
I'm telling you.
To encourage us, really, people are depressed. You see what's going on in the groups. What can you tell us today to open our eyes?
So I will tell you like the old man, Tzvika, within 2 weeks, you're in the Garden of Eden, laying on a cloud, a beer in one hand. They're kind of like the angels go like that for you. They blow and you, and before, behind that, the whole union, all those. You're just... What am I going to tell you? What do you want to hear?
First of all, I want to hear good things. Good things. Like he told you, 2 weeks. Tell me 2 years. Okay, no problem. But say something. It's like, open a bit more the so-called the optimism, so to speak, for us to be more optimistic in the future. We're lacking that.
How about you talk like that in your work to the masses? I don't trick you guys. I tell you seriously, the group that's here and our friends all around the world who are connected to us, needs to know the truth. Spirituality is above human strength and force. You advance in order to concede. The point which is in a person, he understands that it's true. He understands that it's impossible. It could be, I don't know what, and there's moments where you are willing to, but especially that is the truth, and that could be the truth and nothing else. You understand? By doing this, you reveal to everyone that the truth is with you. Because every other thing that you talk about, the will to receive and whatever connects has to do with it, it's not spirituality. Something that you'll have. You won't have anything. Then where will I receive? You won't receive. So what are we talking about? Where's this spiritual attainment? Spiritual attainments are anti-reception. As much as you reject, as much as you don't want anything, your desire to receive rises above you. As much as you use it, you're in the head, in the rosh, you do, what am I having in my belly? All your ego, all your will to receive the great one that you don't know yet, you raise it to your head and reject all of it. This is called that you're building a rosh. And this is all El Chozer, reflecting light. And nothing, and it's all for others, and they don't even need to have any remnants of knowledge that I did something for him. And they, so I wouldn't even dare to say that it belongs to me. And then you start to feel what it's called to be in the degree of the Creator. How should I say this? The point, your point in the heart must agree with this, because really this is the truth. And in it, there are the same attributes, the same qualities. And then you won't leave. And then those that don't, let them go. Then they're Hasidim. They're not Kabbalists. Yes.
What we learn here is that through the teaching of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we're about to achieve something unrealistic.
Towards you, it's not realistic, of course. You've seen an opposite world.
So what you say is, and the Kabbalists say, that the path is so worthwhile that it's even worthwhile committing suicide. And that's what you do, because you're going to get something that doesn't exist. So what is it that exists in spirituality? That's the optimism that will give people hope. What are we about to achieve?
Do you have some sentence, some passage?
It's from letter 8. Bala Sulam says that
it's a continuation of the convention in the desert.
That there is a distinguished purpose for all things in this world, which is called the point of unity, when the corporeal people undergo all the threats, and through the lack of his honor, it becomes worthwhile for them, for that point of unity to dwell in their hearts, and they will be inversed, and they will see that all the more that through those horrific things you attain the driving away of the foreign pride, and only there can you cleave on to the Creator, and can He bring down upon you the point of unity.
There's nothing I can add to that. Oh, my student.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning.
Can I ask you about the unity event, the meal with the families today?
Oh, today. I'll tell you. Today we're doing a meal in the place where we purchased the building. It's not in the building, it's under the building. It's really kind of like a very temporary kind of meal. There's no preparations. Simply, if we have the possibility to do it somewhere, then we do it. Because we used to do meals here. And we couldn't continue it because of the warning of the electric company and the fire department and all the authorities that were against us gathering here because the building is really going to be destroyed. And there we can do it. Not in a great way, not a very comfortable way. We didn't do any kind of upgrade there or anything like that. We didn't remodel anything. It just whatever's there, we're going to enter there and do this meal. So we're going to put some tables and chairs, and we'll bring some food there and make a meal. It's not the meal for the housewarming opening. Because we have still, there's still the people, there's still one factory there, and so we're not, we didn't receive the building really yet. They still need to evacuate, and once they leave the building, and we order things, and clean, and arrange the inner departments, and all of the things, and move the whole factory there. And then when everything's there, then we're going to make our opening our grand opening. I don't think it's possible for it to be before September. So let's hope that by September, or even maybe November, when we'll have here in Israel a general convention. Well, yeah, when are we going to have it? Yeah, November. So we will do a big celebration for our students all over the world and for all the people that, which are thousands and thousands that are additional, we'll do as usual in some place and in the exhibition gardens or some place like that. So we will combine the two together.
I heard that we're coming with a family.
We have, as usual, a certain normal amount of families that we do meals, like it used to be. So what's the question?
The question is,
it's for those who live nearby. There's no invitations or anything like that. Maybe Marek will explain to us what's going on there. I don't know. I haven't been since they started the preparations there.
So really, there is a 600 square meter vacant place there out of the entire building. The building is very big, but there are now 600 meters, and we wanted to gather because we didn't come together for a long time, and we did it very improvised, simple chairs, tables. We bring the food there.
It's a place that you'll see that we have to reorder all anew. It's totally...
I'm not looking at the food or the place. I'm talking about the Congress. It's a place of unity.
No, this is not a convention. And also, a big part of the building can't even contain us right now. Also, the people who are going to come today from Petah Tikva that are here, a big part of them are going to have to sit outside. Surely outside, on the sidewalk. There's no place inside. It's a small part of the building which is free right now. The rest of the building is still occupied with people who still need to leave.
So if the family wants to come, so what can I do?
I think so. Who's organizing everything?
People registered during the week. 300 people are going to be sitting outside because we have place for 700 and 1,000 registered. So whoever comes, please.
Wow. In essence, we can't stop anyone from coming, but where will you sit and in what way? You can kind of like sit there some way. I don't know. Sadly, we didn't receive the same place yet, the whole place yet. But we'll hope that, let's say, in Pesach or in continuance, we'll be able to at least free up more places. And then, also on the roof, it's kind of rainy right now, so you can't really do it outside right now. It's simply in such a way, don't ask what will happen. But, you know, we're trying. We're already used to it. If not the desert, then we'll have rain. There's always something. Let it be. Of course, women, little children have to be inside. So,
another question about the books of Kabbalists. I have a problem at home now that when I buy my kids books, this one day he went to school, to kindergarten, and he did foolishnesses, and someone asked him, why do you do this? So he says, he thought for some time, and he said, the Creator does it. I don't know if it's the kids, they're toying around with me about, it's the Creator, it's not us, so what do we do?
What you taught them is what you're hearing. And what's bad that he's answering this way?
They're doing foolish things, and then they blame it on the Creator.
Human's nature is evil from birth, and until one is 13, it's only of inclination. They say from 13 years of age, then he gets the good inclination, and he can start kind of like to connect them together. And until 13 years of age, what do you want from me, Father? What do you want? You don't know the creation? I'll tell you about it.
If we read everyone together with the family, or an article like none else besides him, then they toy around with it. They as if use it, you know, against me, in other words. So what do you do with that?
Now? Continue. Continue with it. I wouldn't teach them Shamati at the ages of going to kindergarten. We have those that I really don't like that are also waking up their little children at 3 o'clock at night, I heard, but not from our group. I wouldn't accept such people in the group. A child must grow up normally with nice stories, nice behavior, and then slowly from age 6 and onwards, teach them to read, to write, another language other than Hebrew, another something else, like that around, and stories. Good stories. Meaning a person grows from positive influence, not negative influence. Not fear and not pressure. Love. And all the rest, at least after age 6, 7. Okay, well, yes, Mushi, you're going to be last, and let's say.
I want to go to the Big Bang from the, you know, we're talking about families and children. I'd like to go to the Big Bang. It's very interesting. We're talking about the multiplicity of forms, and we see that the more complicated, the more details the system consists of, but if it works for a higher purpose, there's life, vitality felt in it. Vitality is felt much more qualitatively. So if we take human society that's so various and has plenty of systems, then if we unite for the purpose of the goal, we'll feel a much more qualitative life.
So they reveal the light of Insof?
So will we be able to prove these things, and the mind will understand that the multiplicity of details and also the decisions at work, if there's a broader team but they know how to get along, then the decision is really, they know how to solve more problems.
Yes, Right, this is the wisdom of the masses. It's like each is a value for this world, because only when he receives the light he can express himself so that he can be seen and felt by the light.
Will we be able, humanity, to understand these things with our mind? And through unification, or that's not how it works?
Our explanations need to bring people closer, because from within them develops the recognition of evil. It develops already. More and more people, already from year to year, see, feel, even though they don't hear about us. They start to talk from within, to that direction, to that same style. And they hear, and one, they didn't used to hear, because it's really hard for someone to accept this. It's against his ego. How could it be before yes, and now yes? Each wants to justify himself. But anyways, we're getting closer to it. What do we care if it's on our behalf or it's someone else? A lot of the materials that we publicize in the world, not even in our name, in the name of someone else, it's not important. Why not? Let it be even more like that. As long as it reaches some change. That's it.
Turns out that it's not against the ego. It's really possible to see a benefit here from the connection of the multiplicity of details, different people.
Try to build upon this some step in dissemination. Well, we are going to end with this. Is there something else that we need to remind or say? Nothing? Okay. I did a very big and nice meeting with the youth. I'm reminding about this again, and we need to care for it. We don't know how much benefit there is from this. I'm asking, and I'm turning to all the groups, both in Israel and abroad, around the world. Do not neglect your children. Get them closer. Bring them closer. Give them a place in dissemination, in the study, in the order, in the organization. Join them as much as you can. Later, you will discover how much the person who grows in this is a totally different person. He's completely different than all the rest of the people. He has a head that works in a different manner. His attitude towards the world is opposite, truly that way. There are those that disconnected from our study for 4 years, let's say from 14 to 18. And anyways, today, they understand and feel, and are. It's as if they were in the same path and they didn't ever leave. It never disappears. So I'm asking, together also with us, let's renew the care for our youth. And announcements.
Next Tuesday, we'll have a workshop, 7 p.m. Israel time, with the whole. It will be broadcasted live. It will take place physically in the centers around Israel. Everyone's invited. Have a great day and have a great night.
I'm on the path towards a goal I run. No time for rest. My journey's just begun. It's all uphill. No finish line in sight. I'm low on fuel. And I can't see the light. I stop and pray for the strength to go on. My mind says stop, but my heart is strong. Suddenly, he is by my side, pushing me with his loving drive. He evokes this love I can't explain. And all I want is for him to attain. Yes, I can. It is the only we move on. The rain is coming down, the path is tough. Slows us down, both so tired. He wants to turn around. We pray together for our strength to grow. Covenant, we're starting to bestow. Suddenly, they are by our side, pushing us with his loving drive. They evolve this love we can't explain. It is the only way. Let's turn this night into day. I'm not turning back. Let's use this light to attack. La la la.